He leaned forward and spoke carefully and slowly, almost conspiratorially. Matthew, my son, and Charles, my solicitor. This is a contest. Together with this little gem, I will leave all the necessary information explaining how to effect the transfer of my estate to whichever one of you discovers it. With the exception of James 5 million, find the sapphire and inherit the lot. But there's nothing in this game for coming second. Absolutely nothing. The winner takes all. He smiled and waited a moment to allow his words to sink in. He let loose a hoarse cackle as he resumed. So, I imagine you're probably already wondering where its hiding place could possibly be. Well, I'll tell you. Anywhere. It could be anywhere in the environs of Heston Grange. Absolutely anywhere. In fact, the words needle and haystack come to mind. But, since you know me to be such a benevolent old fellow, I'm going to introduce a little culture to the proceedings by giving you a piece of poetry to assist you in your search. This is one of my favourite poems, and I'm really rather proud of this. Are you sitting comfortably? Then listen, my dears. Listen very, very carefully. He was obviously relishing this whole presentation. The poem is as follows. He cleared his throat and began. Like burned-out torches by a sick man's bed, gaunt cypress trees stand round the sun-bleached stone. Here doth the little night owl make her throne, and the slight lizard show his jewelled head. And where the chaliced poppies flame to red, in the still chamber of yon pyramid, surely some old-world sphinx lurks darkly hid, grim warder of this pleasance of the dead. In another life, the old chap would have made a good actor. He had read very well. Suitably enigmatic, wouldn't you say? So there you have it, my dears. Pay close attention to all my words, and if you have the intelligence to work it out, these cryptic lines will lead you to the location of this all-important little blue stone.